A program to help fight obesity is expanding at the University of Virginia Medical Center. The Signals for Health initiative will give customers of the Wahoo West cafeteria a new tool to watch their weight. Dr. Arthur Garson is the dean of the UVA School of Medicine. He recently stopped by Wahoo West to explain the beginnings of the Signals for Health system.
This whole thing started a couple of years ago when we took the vending machines here in the health system and color-coded each of the choices in the vending machines, red, yellow, and green. And at that time, red was over 200 calories, yellow was between 140 and 200, and green was under 140. And we decided we would even add a little bit of a kicker and charge a nickel fat tax for anything that was over 200 calories, all the red things. We let it run for a year, and at the end of the year, what turns out is the choices for the red went down 5%, the yellow went up 30%, the green went up 15%, and yes, we even got $7,000 in nickels for the childhood obesity program to help them learn how to exercise more.
Dr. Garson says the Signals for Health program will now be expanded to the Wahoo West cafeteria.
Same sort of thing, red, yellow, green. Giving people a choice, but educating them how to eat in the most healthy way. Now, this is terrific for our own staff who spend lots of time here. This is terrific for our patients. This is terrific for visitors.
Garson says no one will be forced to eat healthy, but given the knowledge of what is nutritious and what is not, he says people will make good choices.
In one study that just came out recently, we all, when we go into a restaurant, we underestimate what we're eating by 100%. If you ask me how many calories are in this dish, I'm going to tell you it's 500 and in fact it's 1,000.
Here's how the program will work. A red item is something that should be eaten sparingly or occasionally. A yellow item can be eaten in moderate quantities. Green items can be eaten and enjoyed in plentiful amounts. Patrons will know what they're eating by the color plate that their meal is served on. For instance, a red dish will come in a red container. Garson says these kinds of strategies are necessary if the country is to reverse the obesity epidemic.
We know diabetes is an immense problem. We know that of children, around a third are already overweight by the time they become teenagers. We also know that in fact adults, two-thirds of adults, are thought of as overweight in the United States. We gotta fix this.
The city of Charlottesville is watching the program to see if it can be adapted for the school system.
I'm a pediatrician. Obesity starts a lot of times in childhood. What we really want to do is educate the children, hopefully of America, but starting in Charlottesville.
The program will also include table tents, buttons, and monthly newsletters designed to increase awareness of the program.